Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Beitza. We're up to Yud Tes Omud Aleph. We're at the middle of the Daf already with the Mishnah. And Yitz Hashem, we're going to try to do the entire rest of Yud Tes Omud Aleph, Yud Tes Omud Beitza, and Chof Omud Aleph as well, to again gain us a half a day going into the beautiful Yontif of Sukkot. Again, we wish everybody Gemar Chasima Tova, an easy and meaningful fast on Yom Kippur, B'ezus Hashem, and a wonderful upcoming Yontif of Sukkot. So we begin the Mishnah, the middle of Yud Tes Omud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us, Beishama Yomrim, Mevi'in Shlomim, we're talking here about on Yontif. So Rashi explains, B'yontif, Lefi Sheyesh Ben Achilas Adam. So even Beishama says you're allowed to bring a carbon Shlomim on Yontif because you're able to eat from it. However, the Mishnah tells us, V'ein Somchin Aleim, there is no Smicha on this on Yontif because, as Rashi explains, Shasmicha Asura Mishum Shvus, because you're doing work on the animal, which you're not allowed to do on Yontif. Shebechol Kolcho HaYasomech, Smicha has to be done with all your might. And therefore, you Mishtamech Bebali Chaim, which you're not allowed to do, as we learn in the Gemara later in this Masechta on Daf Lamed Vav. So again, Beishamai's opinion is that you can shecht shlomim on yontif, but you're not allowed to go do smicha. But for an ola, which you're not allowed to eat, an ola is kolil toktor, it's totally on the mizbeach, it's kulo lakodesh baruch hu, the only thing that is kept is the hide that's given to the kohanim that do the avoda. So therefore, Beishamai says there's no din of ochel nefesh over here, avolo olos, and therefore you're not allowed to go bring a carbon ola on yontif. Beisalo disagrees, so Beisalo mrim, Mivin shlomim ve'olos. You're allowed to bring a carbon shlomim because you can eat it, but an ola as well, because it goes as part of the yontif. V'somchin aleim, and you're allowed to do smicha on them as well. And the Gemara will discuss this in more detail. I should put out that Rashi, of course, says that everybody agrees that any carbon that is a chiv of the day, such as example, the tomid or the musafim, these are korbanos tzibor, uzmanon kavua. There, everybody agrees you can bring the ola. Carbon tomid is an ola in the morning and the afternoon. Korban Musaf is an ola. So, of course, these time-obligatory korbanos are allowed to be brought. And even a time-obligatory korban yachid, for example, the korban Pesach, would be allowed to be brought on Shabbos as well. It's the time-obligatory part, not so much the korban sibur part, albeit that usually these are korbanos sibur that are time-obligated to be brought on a yontif or on a Shabbos. They're allowed to be brought according to everybody. Torah tells us to do so, so therefore there's no avoda or malacha concern. Okay, this is Machlokes Beishamai. So the Gemara starts and says, Amar Ula. Ula explains our Mishnah as follows. He says, the Machlokes is Bishalmei Chagiga Lismoch. The Machlokes between Beishamai and Beisilo is, do you do smicha on a korban that is the Chagiga, an obligatory korban? So Beishamai says you're allowed to bring it, but you don't do smicha on it. And that's the machlokis when it says ein somchen aleim, you'll have to bring them, but you don't do smicha. This is talking about the shalmei chagiga, the obligatory korban chagiga that you're obligated to bring. Beishamai says bring it, but don't do smicha on it. Whereas the olas ria, even though it's obligatory to be brought, the olas ria likariv is the machlokis between Beishamai and Beisilo. The Beishamai holds v'chagosim oso chag l'shem. The pasuk tells us if you bring a chagiga v'chagosim oso chag l'shem, that tells us that only the korban chagiga, which we're allowed to eat part of it, chagiga in. However, the olas ria, which is totally brought on the mizbeach, kolil toktar olas ria lo. You're not allowed to go and bring the olas ria on yontif. You have to wait till after yontif. Beisilo Savre, Beisilo disagrees. Beisilo says, it says, V'chagosim oso chag l'Hashem. It means anything that's for Hashem, called l'Hashem, is allowed to be brought. And therefore, you can bring the olas riyah and do smich on it, and you can bring the shalmei chagiga, the obligatory shlomim, and do the smich on them. However, even Beisilo says, avol nidorum unidavos, Diriakol and craving beyond it. Beis Hillel, and certainly Beis Shammai say you can't bring voluntary offerings. There are two different types of voluntary offerings. We mentioned many times. A person can take upon himself an obligation, and that obligation is totally upon himself. And if he designates subsequently an animal to fulfill that obligation, and something happens to that animal, he still is obligated to go and bring a different animal. As opposed to if he says, Harei Zeh, this animal. So if then something happens to that animal, he's not obligated to bring another one. So these are Nedarim and Nedavos. According to this understanding of Ula, Beis Hillel and certainly Beis Shammai say ain't craving miyantiv. Nedarim and Nedavos, totally voluntary korbanos that you've designated or taken upon yourself to bring, those are not allowed to be brought on yontif. And this is not only the opinion of Ula, the Chayin Omer, Rav Adda Bar Abba, Nedarim and Nedavos ain't craving miyantiv. This is Ula and Rav Adda Bar Abba who say this. Now the Gemara says, really, is Ula's understanding of our Mishnah correct? I'll show you that that's not true. The following Braisa seems to disagree with what Ula said. Meisve, it says in the following Braisa, Amar Reb Shimon Elazar, Reb Shimon Elazar says, Lo nechlevku beishamio beisilel al olo she'eno shel yontif, she'eno krevi beyontif. That there is not a machlokis over here between beishamio and beisilel regarding an ola that's not an obligatory yontif ola. It's not the ola sriya. They all agree, beishamio and beisilel, that you're not allowed to bring a voluntary ola on yontif because it's not at all for you. You're not getting it, and therefore, even though it's La Hashem, that doesn't apply to bring it on Yontif. That's not the Machlokis. Likewise, B'al Shlomim Shehem Shal Yontif, the obligatory Chagiga that you're obligated to bring on Yontif, Shekravim Yontif. Even Beis Shammai says you're allowed to bring that on Yontif, certainly Beis Hillel. Neither of these two are the Machlokis. Again, according to this Brisa, Rav Shimon Loza says that there is no Machlokis in regards to a Nedarim or Nedava Ola, and there is no machlok that you're not allowed to bring the Nedarim and Nedava Ola, and there is no machlokis with the Shalmi Chagiga that you are obligated to bring that on Yontif. So what's the machlokis between the Shalmi and the Sil? Amal Nechleku, Rav Shimon Loza says, they're arguing about Al Ola Shishu Yontif, about the Ola Sri'iya, and as well, V'al Shlomim She'enu Shal Yontif, about voluntary carbon or Shlomim, which you're allowed to eat. So Beis Shammai says in both of these situations, should Beis Shammai lo yavi, you can't bring even the ola sri'iya, and you certainly can't bring any voluntary shlomim. Whereas Beis Hillel says both of them you're allowed to bring. Beis Hillel omrim, you bring the ola sri'iya, and you're allowed to bring voluntary shlomim korbanos because you can eat them. So clearly, Ula had said that Beis Hillel doesn't allow you to bring voluntary shlomim. We'd said above, Ula had said, Al Abul Nadar Mendavos, which includes Shlomim, you certainly can't bring them, even according to Beis Hillel. And yet, the Braisa, Rav Shimon Elazar says that Beis Hillel says you can bring voluntary Shlomim. So there's a stira between Ula's statement, Ula's an Amora, he can't argue with his Braisa that Rav Shimon Elazar says that Beis Shammai say you can't bring Shalmei Nadarim, but Beis Hillel says you can bring Shlomim that aren't Chagiga, that are voluntary. So Gemara says, okay, not a problem. We'll answer it up the following way. Teretz v'imahachi. You have to re-understand the braisa that we brought down. The name of Rishim ben Elazar as follows. Amar Rishim ben Elazar, lo nechluku beishamei beishelo. This is the way you read the braisa. That they don't have a machlokis al ola ushlamin shenon shalyantiv. That the machlokis is exactly as Ula said in our Mishnah. That beishamei beishelo both agree that you can't bring any voluntary ola or shlamin. It's not an obligatory carbon yantiv. So here, it's now exactly like what Ula said in the Braisa as well. Shein kreivim yantiv, you're not allowed to bring yantiv. Where is there machlokes? V'al shlomim shein shal yantiv, shekreivim yantiv. There's no machlokes over here that even Beis Shammai says that the shalmei chagiga are allowed to be brought, they're obligatory to be brought in yantiv, and they can be eaten by the people. So it's certainly chagosim osoch chag l'ashem. So even Beis Shammai says that's allowed. So where is the only place that there's a machlokes with Beis Shammai Yisrael according to the Braisa? That Rav Shimon Elazar says it's exactly the way Ula understood it. It's only arguing about the Ola Sriya, which is exactly what Ula said in the Mishnah. Beis Shammai says you can't bring the Ola Sriya on Yontif, and Beis Hillel says you can. So this Braisa has been reinterpreted exactly the way Ula understood the Mishnah. So therefore, the Braisa are Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and the Mishnah, as understood by Ula, are the exact same thing. That's the first teretz that we give over here. Rav Yosef says, why do you have to change it around? Rav Yosef Amar, Tanoi, Shaklus, Me'alma, what you removed all the other Tanoim from the world, as Rashi says, V'chi lo mishkachas Tana, the Omar Ula, you had to go and change this Braisa, Rav Shimon Elazar, because it argues with Ula, so Ula has to go and revise this Braisa, what, there is no other Tana that agreed with the way Ula originally said, and there's a machlokis Tanoim between Rav Shimon Elazar and this other Tana that Ula is really relying upon. Ula said what he did. You don't have to revise the Braisa to be in accord with Ula. Ula has another Tanya that he can go like Rav Yosef says. The Tanya. Who is that Tanya? Who's that author? It's in the following Braisa. Here it says, Beferish, like Ula originally said, Shlomim habayim machmas yontif biyontif. The Shlomim that come because of yontif on yontif, the Chagiga. So Beis Shammai yomim, so mechalim erev yontif. You're not allowed to do smicha on yontif. You have to do smicha on erev yontif. They hold, you don't have to do tekef Le shchita smicha. You don't have to do the smicha right before the shchita. You can do the smicha when there's no problem in doing so on Erev Yontif. At least right now we're saying there's no problem in doing so on Erev Yontif, according to Beis Shammai. B'shocht me Yontif. Then you shecht the Shalmei Chagiga on Yontif. Beis Hillel disagree. According to this Braisa, Beis Hillel say, no, somechlem b'yontif, shochetem b'yontif, that you can bring them on Yontif and do the smicha on Yontif and shecht it on Yontif. We turn to Yutes Amud Beis. However, even Beis Hillel agree. Abul Nedarim and Nedavos. Did I call Ain Kriyav Miyantiv? Ah, this Brisa is arguing with the Brisa as we brought it down originally that Rosh Shimon Elazar said, and this Brisa is exactly the way Ula understood it, that even Beis Hillel don't allow you to bring Shalmei Nedarim Unedava on Yantiv. Okay, so we have, according to Rav Yosef, a Brisa that agrees with Ula. So the other Brisa doesn't agree with Ula. The way we first understood it was we had to revise the Brisa of Rosh Shimon Elazar to be exactly like Ula said. The Gemara now says that this machlokes v'hani tenoi kiani tenoi. The way we understood according to Rav Yosef is also found as a machlokes amongst other tanaim. It's not only these two brises, the brisa that Rav Shimon Elazar and our Mishnah is in accord with this other brisa that we just brought down from Rav Yosef. So this machlokes is the same as we have a machlokes tanoim elsewhere. Where is that? The Tanya, a different brisa. The brisa says, "Ei mevi'in toda b'chaga matzos." The Braisa tells us a couple of different opinions. First is that you're not allowed to go bring a Toda on Chag HaMatzos. You're not allowed to bring a Korban Toda on Pesach because a Korban Toda has 40 breads with it, four groups of 10 breads, 30 of them, three of the groups are Matzah, and one of the groups is Chometz. So of course, you're not allowed to have Chometz in your possession on Pesach. So therefore, you obviously cannot bring a properly brought Toda, which includes Chometz, on Chag HaMatzos. Why? Because the 10 breads, the one category of breads that are Chometz, you're not allowed to own them on Pesach, even though you're bringing them as a carbon, they're able to be eaten, number one. And number two, you're owning it, and that's a problem in and of itself. By the way, this Tanakam in this Brisa says, likewise, you can't bring a Korban Toda lo b'atzeres. Atzeres is Shavuos. And the reason for that is because you're not allowed to go bring voluntary Korbanos. Korban Toda is a voluntary Korban. You're not allowed to bring it on Yontif. That's our simple understanding right now. We'll go through this more in the Gemara. However, the Tanakama concludes and says, Avamedi Odom Todoso Bechaga Sukos. But you're allowed to bring Korban Toda on Sukkos. The obvious question is, if you can't bring it on Shavuos because it's Yontif, so how can you bring it on Sukkos? It's also Yontif. If you're not allowed to bring voluntary korbanos on Yontif, so why would you be allowed to bring that? So Rashi already brings down over here that this is talking about Chol Shemayit, as we'll see in the Gemara. So Shavuos doesn't have a Chol Shemayit, but Sukkos does, and therefore on Sukkos Chol Shemayit, you could bring your Korban Toda. There's no problem of Chametz, and there is no problem of doing Melacha on Chol Shemayit. Here you are allowed to go and Shecht for yourself. You certainly can go Shecht a Korban that you can eat from. That's the first opinion. Second opinion in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, there's a very important pasuk that tells us, I'll read you the whole pasuk, Shalosh Pamim Bashana, 3 times you do Aliyas Regel. You have to be seen in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yireh HaKol Zuchur Chor Espenei Hashem Elokecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to appear in front of Him, B'mokom Shei Yivchar, in the Beis HaMikdash, and now here we quote our Gemara, V'chag HaMatzos, V'chag HaShavuos, V'chag HaSukos. Notice the order, notice the three Yomim Tovim that I mentioned, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Now, the way Rabbi Shimon understands this pasuk is, we'll dash this more in the Gemara momentarily, but for now, kol shabah b'chag ha-matzos, any carbon that's allowed to be brought on chag ha-matzos, since all three I mentioned, is b'chag b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukos, can also be brought on shavuos and sukkos. But the kol shaloba b'chag ha-matzos, if a carbon can't be brought on chag ha-matzos, for example, the carbon toda, because it's chametz, ain't oba b'chag ha-shavuos or b'chag ha-sukos. It likewise can't be brought because of the juxtaposition, the hekish and the pasuk between Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, they all have to be the same. If you can't bring it on Pesach, you can't bring it on Shavuos or Sukkos as well. That's the second opinion of the Braisa. We'll discuss this more in a moment. Third opinion of the Braisa, Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon Omer, Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon says, "May the Adam Todosu b'chag ha-Sukkos." You are allowed to bring a Korban Toda on Sukkos. The Yotzi b'yidei Chavaso mishum Simcha, and that fulfills the obligation to be v'samachto b'chagecha by bringing a Korban. There's, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the only real simcha is basar and yayin, and that's basar korbanos. So you're fulfilling your obligation to be mesameach. However, but that doesn't fulfill the separate obligation to bring a shalmei chagiga, the korban chagiga. So you can fulfill the simcha aspect with your toda, but not the chagiga aspect. These are the three tanoic opinions we have in this braisa. Now the Gemara is going to go and explain each one of them again. So we start off Amar. Whenever we have Amar, it means we're quoting a portion of what we said. Gufa usually refers to the entire reiteration of what was said. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, we're now going to quote the Tanakama's opinion, and he said, Eime vi'in toda b'chag ha-matzos, you're not allowed to bring korban toda on Pesach. Why? Because, again, there's one category of 10 breads that are chametz. So the Gemara says, pshi, da, da, everybody knows, by your by your matze, that you're not allowed to own and possess chametz on Pesach, you're certainly not allowed to eat it. So why would you think that you could bring a korban toda that has chametz as an obligatory part of it? one quarter of the breads, 10 of the 40 breads. So Gemara says, no, there's a big chiddush over here. Omar Ravada Rav Yitzchok. Ravada, who's the son of Rav Yitzchok, said, others say, Amri Lo Rav Shmuel Bar Abba. It was Rav Shmuel Bar Abba who said it. Hacha, we're dealing here not on Pesach. When it said, Ein Mevi'in Todu B'Chag HaMatzos, it meant that part of it would still be left on Chag HaMatzos, but it's being brought. Hacha, B'Arba'asar B'Nisan Askina. We're dealing with the 14th day of Nisan. In the morning, you're allowed to have chametz, to eat chametz until the 4th hour, in your possession until the 5th hour, and then you do Rabban and you burn it in the 6th hour. Midaraisi, you're not allowed to have it after Chatzos. But until that point in time, where it's prohibited, you are allowed to have chametz. So one might have thought, on the morning of the 14th, if you bring a carbon todah early enough in the day, you'd be allowed to, because you're still allowed to have chametz right at that point in time. So you bring it in the second hour of the day, bring your carbon todah, heter gomor. So this Tana tells us, no, it's not heter gomor. Why? Because savar ein mevi'in kachim leveis hapsul. You have 1 or 2 or 3 hours to go and eat these 10 breads. It's never going to get done. So what's going to happen? They have to burn it. You're not allowed l'chatchila to go and bring a carbon lipsul, to go and cause a carbon that will not be able to be eaten. So if you're bringing the carbon with only 1 or 2 or 3 hours at most to go and eat the bread, so there, in that situation, don't bring such a carbon, because it's going to lead to becoming to the Beis HaSreif, to the Beis HaPsul, and therefore don't bring it. That's what the Tanakhama's Chiddush is, that you can't bring Ein Mevi'in Todu B'Chag HaMatzos L'Bnei Chomei Shabbat. It means when it's technically still mutter. So therefore, a carbon Todu can be eaten all that day and that following night. Here, you wouldn't be able to eat it after the Zman that Chometz is Aser, and all that night when it would be also at Midaraisa with Kares. So therefore, don't go and bring it. That's the Tanakhama. Then the Tanakhama said, Lo Bat Seris Rav Neshu Yontiv. The next statement that the Tanakhama made was, you likewise can't bring it on Shavuos. Now, why can't you bring Korban Torah on Shavuos? Ah, he holds Kisavar, like we just brought down. This is the Hani Tanoi, Ki Hani Tanoi. This is the opinion that Ulat said, Kesavar, Nidorim and Nidavos ain't craven beyond Div. Here you have the opinion that Nidorim and Nidavos, even though they're able to be eaten, so it's Shlomim, nevertheless, this Tana holds like Ula had said, like the Brisa that we just brought down, according to Rabbi Yosef, that they're not craven beyond Div. Ah, here we have Hani Tanoi, Ki Hani Tanoi. And then finally, the final statement that the Tanakam had made, Avol maybe Odom Todosu B'Chag HaSukkos, that you are allowed to bring it on Sukkos. So we had said, Amos, what part of Sukkos are we talking about? Ilema B'Yontif Atzmo. So then, Amos, Lo Bat Saris, Meishu Yontif. So if you're telling me it means on Yontif of Sukkos, the first day and the last day, then certainly that's no different than Shavuos, which we just said is not allowed. So obviously it's not talking about Shavuos, as Rashi pointed out before. Ella B'Cholo Shalmoyit. You're talking about on Cholamoyit. The Tanakama says you're allowed to go bring a carbon tumit. There is no Cholamoyit on Shavuos, and therefore that's why it didn't say anything about Cholamoyit on Shavuos. And on Pesach, Cholamoyit or Yontif, you're not allowed to because of the Chomet Shabbat. And therefore, the only time that you could bring a carbon tumit would be on Sukkos. That is the opinion of the Tanakama. Now we go to the second opinion, the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Harihu Omer. The Pasuk tells us, again, the juxtaposition, the hekish of these three Yomim Tovim, B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos, comes to compare them. The girsa that we had was, Kol Shebo B'chag HaMatzos, Bo B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos, Kol Shelo Bo B'chag HaMatzos, Eino Bo B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. Okay, so we just quoted the second opinion in the Braisa, but now we have to understand it. Rabbi Shimon seems to be saying that you can't bring a carbon todah any time on Sukkos, including Chol HaMoed, because you can't bring it on Pesach. So therefore, this is more machmir than the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama said you can't bring a carbon todah on the days of Yontif of Sukkos, but you could bring it on Chol HaMoed. And Rabbi Shimon comes along to seem to say that even on Chol HaMoed, you can't bring a carbon todah. But this is very problematic, as Gemara says, Maskevel Rav Zeira, Hashta Salose Misaltinan, Nedarim Nedvavus Mibayit. What does salose misaltinan mean? So Rashi tells us, if you're allowed to be loked in eitzin basod, you're allowed to go and pick attached to the ground pieces of wood on chalamoy. You can chop off branches of a tree because you need firewood. As Gemara Mike Tutton tells us, kotas in eitzin min hamechuber, you're allowed to go detach wood, branches from a tree on chalamoyt, l'tzorech moyt, as long as you need it for firewood on chalamoyt. So if you're allowed to go chop down trees to get firewood, you wouldn't be allowed to go bring a korban nadarim or nadava that you can eat? Can't be, Rav Zeira says, that the opinion of Rav Shimon says you can't bring a todah on chalamoyt. That's impossible. So our simple understanding that we just read of Rav Shimon is incorrect. And therefore, Omar Abayi, this is the right understanding of Rabbi Shimon. B'hakrava, in regards to bringing a carbon todah, Everybody, the Tanakhama, as well as Rabbi Shimon, agree. Of course you can bring a korban shalmei nedavo or nedarim on Chol HaMoed. There's no better way. V'samachta v'chagecha means that's exactly the ideal way to go and bring your korbanos, that you should have meat, it's korban meat, on Yontif. So they're not arguing. The Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon are certainly not arguing about can you bring a korban toda on Chol HaMoed. Absolutely yes. Both of them say yes on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So what are they arguing about? They're clearly having a machlokas. They're arguing about something totally different, which Yemitz Hashem, in the beginning of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Dalet, will have this whole machlokas. I think five opinions over there that we'll have. We're only going to bring some of them down right now, the opinion of the Tanakhama and the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. But there are other opinions as well, which we'll learn in Yemitz Hashem. Rosh Hashanah, the Masechta is coming up pretty soon. So where are they arguing, the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon, on what constitutes Baal Te'achar? The Torah tells us that you have to bring your korban, kisidor neder l'Hashem Elokecha, lo sa'acher l'shalmo. You're not allowed to delay bringing it. Baal Te'achar. There's a prohibition against delaying beyond a certain point in time. Now, there's a separate mitzvah of Zrizos that you should bring it as soon as possible. But you're not over a lo sa'aseh of Baal Te'achar until you go beyond a certain point. What is that point? So that depends on which of the shitas you're dealing with. So, the Tanakhama Sobar, over here in this Brisa, the Tanakhama's opinion is that you make the hekish over here between Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos as follows. Sholosh Regolim or Rechbona. The Torah tells us that you have to not delay it beyond the three Regolim. And according to the Tanakhama, this Sholosh Regolim or Rechbona, Afilu Shalok Yisidron. It doesn't have to be in order. As we'll see, there's another opinion that says it has to be Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So if you're making the neder or the nedava a day before Pesach, so then you'll have a half a year. You'll have to bring it, or else you'll be over Baal Te'achar if you don't bring it by Sukkos, because you have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. But if you made it a day after Pesach, so then, even though you have Shavuos and Sukkos, and then next Pesach, that's not called the Shlosh Regolim of Baal Te'achar. You have to have them in order. In other words, you have to have Pesach first, and then Shavuos, and then Sukkos. So in that situation, where the Tana requires a Kisidron, you could go a maximum of five Yom Tovim. You'd have Shavuos, Sukkos, and then Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. If you made the Neder and the Dover a day after Shavuos, it would be four Shlosh Regolim. It would be, you would have Sukkos, and then you'd have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos before you'd be over Baal Te'achar. If you made it again after Sukkos, before Pesach, so then it would be three of the Shlosh Regolim to be over Baal Te'achar, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. That is an opinion that is not held like by the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says that even Shli Regolim come by, Afilu Shalok Kisidron. So it doesn't make any difference. As long as three Regolim go by, you're over Baal Te'achar. It doesn't make a difference that they're not Kisidron. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Sobar Kisidron. It must be, because the Pasuk tells us Kisidron. It says, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. That must be in that order. So sometimes it's going to be three, sometimes it's going to be four, sometimes it's going to be five. Shalok Kisidron Lo. But if you don't go in the right order, so until you go in the right order, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, you're not over Baal Te'achar. So again, sometimes if it's right before Pesach, anytime after Sukkos before Pesach, so you're only going to need three regolim to be over Baal Te'achar. If it's after Pesach, but before Shavuos, then it's going to be five. And if it's after Shavuos, before Sukkos, then it could be four. It has to be Kisidron. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. Okay, now we understand the second shita in the Braisa. The third shita in the Braisa is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer, his opinion is, Navi Adam Todoso Bechaga Sukkos. He says you can bring a carbon toda on Sukkos. Now, Amos, what is he talking about? Ilema Bechol Shemoyd. If he's telling us you can bring on Chol HaMoed, so then, I know Tanakhama. That's exactly what the Tanakhama said. So therefore, the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Shimon is not the same as the Tanakhama, it's more makel. He says, Ela biyantif, because Sabre Nedaru Nedavos craven biyantif. So the third opinion of Rabbi Elazar Shimon is the most makel. He holds that you can bring Shalmei Nedarim and Nedavos even on Yontif. He says they're craving biyantif. Ah, this is the opinion that disagrees with Ula. Hani Tanoi ke Hani Tanoi. Ah, everything is good. Now the Gemara just has one question. Why did Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon specifically mention Sukkos? Why didn't he say you're allowed to bring the Toda on Shavuos? Because he's not talking about Chol HaMoed, he's talking here about the Yontif, so why did he wait to bring it on Sukkos to say that it's allowed on Sukkos? And why didn't he say you could bring that the Toda could be brought even on Shavuos? So Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon litaimei. He's going according to a shita that is said elsewhere. Where does it say? In a Braisa, the Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Lo Yomar Chag HaSukkos. The pasuk didn't have to actually mention Chag HaSukkos. In this pasuk that we said, Shalosh Pamim Hashanah Yireh Kol Zechur Chas Hashem Elokecha, B'Makom Hashem Yuchar, where you're going to the Beis HaMikdash. So that pasuk is discussing Sukkos. So it could have just said, also on the Chag HaMatzos, B'Chag HaShavuos. It didn't have to tell me, U'B'Chag HaSukkos. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, Lo Yomar Chag HaSukkos, the last words in that pasuk were unnecessary, Shabo HaKosim Medaber. That's what the pasuk was talking about. As Rashi says, once you've already written Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuos, and we know that there are Shlosh Regalim, the Mimelo Yodana, the Bo HaKosim Medaber, Shabo Parashas Sukkos U'Osuk, Ubo Nechtav Kosim Medaber. This pasuk is written in regards to Sukkos. And you tell me Shlosh Regalim, so it's talking already about Sukkos, so you only have to mention Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuos. It was unnecessary to mention Chag HaSukkos. No, so why did it do it? The Torah doesn't have an extra coats, doesn't have anything extra. So Loman Amar. So Rabbi Shimon said, why then did it mention the unnecessary words Chag HaSukkos? To teach us the following. Lomar Shezeh Achron is to teach us this din of Baal Tiacher, that it must be Kisidron. It must be telling us that it has to be Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, in order to be over Baal Tiacher. But along comes the laws of Rabbi Shimon, and he disagrees. Omer, Lomar, Shezeh, Gorim. No, as long as Sukkos comes, so then you're over Baal Tiacher. So as soon as Sukkos has come, whether you did it a day after Sukkos, and then you have the whole year to be over Baal Tiacher, or you did it a day before Sukkos, and then you have only 8 days to be not be over Baal Tiacher. According to Rabbi Loza Rabbi Shimon, the reason why it says the extra words of Chag HaSukkos is to teach us this din of Baal Tiacher. Here's a third opinion of Baal Tiacher. We had Shlo Kisidron, three regalim, Kisidron, three regalim, and here, Sukkos. Sukkos defines Baal Tiacher. So this is three of the five opinions that we have of Baal Tiacher. It's Hashem. We'll learn the other two when we get to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Dalit. The Gemara continues and quotes the Mishnah. It says, V'yotze bo mishum simcha v'yom yotze bo mishum chagiga. We had said that if a person were to go and bring a carbon toda, he would fulfill the mitzvah of a samachti v'chagecha, bringing basar shlomim on yontif and getting the mitzvah of simcha, but he would not fulfill the mitzvah of chagiga. That's a separate carbon, which you can't fulfill with an obligatory carbon toda. You took upon yourself to bring a carbon toda, so that can't be both a carbon toda and a carbon chagiga. Someone says, pshita, isn't that obvious? It's a davar shebechovo. You have an obligation to go and bring a carbon chagiga. So you already have an obligation being Chagman Chagiga. So it has to come from voluntary property that you have, voluntary money. The whole Dovah Shebechovah, because an obligation that you have upon yourself, ain't no bo element of chulin. That's to come from your chulin property. It can't come from something that you've already sanctified. So for example, if you've dedicated a carbon toda, and now you want to use it to fulfill your Chagman Chagiga, you can't. So why do I need the Braisa to tell me this? Of course, Eino Yotzi Ba Mishum Chagiga, it is Pshita. So Gemara says, no, Lo Tzricha, you need it for the following din, because the Braisa says, the Af Agav De Parish, even though you specifically stated, when you designated this as a carbon toda, you wanted it to also function as a carbon chagiga, and that doesn't work. Where do we know that it doesn't work? Kiddabai Minei, Reb Shimon Malakish, Mei Reb Yochanan. Reb Shlakish asked Reb Yochanan the following question. What about if a person says, Omer, Hareel, I told her. If a person says, I hereby obligate myself to bring a carbon toda, but the Eitze Boyidei Chagiga, with it, I also want to fulfill my obligation as a carbon chagiga. Can he do so? So Reb Yochanan was asked this question by Reb Shlakish. He'll answer in a moment. No. The rest of the question, first, let's ask. Likewise, if a person would say, Harini Nazir, Reish Lakish Yesh of Yochanan, if a person says, I wish to become a Nazir, we turn to Chof Omer Aleph, but he says, Vagaleach Mimos Maisa Sheni. I want to take Maisa Sheni funds that I have. He had Maisa Sheni produce, which he redeemed. It was his own, so he added a Chomesh, and he redeemed it. Now he has the Maisa Sheni funds, which he's supposed to buy Karbanos that are Nedarim and Davos with, but you can't use them to go and fulfill your obligatory obligations such as a chagiga. But that's what Reish Lakish was asking of Yochanan. Are you allowed to do this? Mao. So he asked him two questions. Can I go and bring a toda and have it also be a chagiga? Or can I take my sesheni funds and also use them to fulfill my obligatory obligations such as naziris that he took upon himself? So Yochanan tells him, no, amalei, nadur. In both situations, your toda is a toda, because you didn't make it else tonight. So your toda is a toda obligation, and your naziris is a naziris obligation. However, v'ena yotze, you're not allowed to go and use the carbon toda to fulfill your chagiga. And likewise, you are a nazir, v'ena magaleach, but you can't use your maisa sheni funds, because they're not chulin to go and fulfill your nazir obligations. So this was asked by Reish Lakish and answered by Rav Yochanan. Now, Mirtz Hashem, we're going to continue and do Chof Omer Aleph, like I said, to help us gain for those people that are following the Daf Yomi along with me. So this way we'll catch up so you don't have to make up two shiurim after Yantif. You'll be able to be a little bit ahead. Okay, so we now have a Maisa Shoya. How Gavra, the ones with the person, Damalhu, who said to the people that were around him, Rashi says he was a Shchid Meba, Mitzo Machmas Misahoya. He was concerned that he was about to die, whatever Machala he had, Rachman Litzlan. And therefore, Matna Shchid Meba, Kiksuvim Umisurim Domi. When a person is on his deathbed, in order to make sure that he doesn't have a Chalisha Sadas, oh, we have to get a sofer to write this down and sign it, so that's going to give him a Chalisha Sadas. He could die early. So therefore, the rabbi set up a rule that if he says something, it's as if it was written down and transmitted over. So the Maisa show you with the Shchiv Meira. How Gavra, the Amal who told to the people around him, I'm about to die, and therefore, go and give Habule Arbame Azuzi Leploni. Give 400 bucks, 400 zuz to Yanko, this certain person over here. But he didn't make it as a Tanai. And then he said a second statement, the Linsiv Brati. And he obviously intended that Yanko, the guy that got the 400 bucks, should now marry his daughter. So what's the halacha? Is it a Tanai or not? So the way he said it, it's not. So Amar Rapapa said, you have to fulfill the Matna Shchivira. You have to do what the Shchivira said. So Abba Meir Shokil, the 400 zuz, the 400 bucks, goes to Yanko. Ubrate, what about Yanko having to marry the daughter? That's his choice. Iboy Nosiv, Iboy Lo Nosiv. If he wishes to, he can. If he likes her, he wants to marry her, gesunt hey. He has, so to say, the father's permission. However, if he says, no, listen, I'm just taking the 400 bucks and leaving, he's halachically allowed to because it wasn't a Tanai and it was said in the order that first give him the money. Boom, the money is his. Then an unrelated, halachically second statement, marry my daughter. So that's his choice. Similarly, the Gemara says, Taima d'yamar habule v'linsiv. This is exactly what we just said. Person designated a Toda and then he also said, I want it to be a Chagiga. The person said, I'm going to be a Nazir, and then he wanted to take the Maisa Sheni funds for it. So this is exactly the same thing. Statement one is not necessarily encumbered by statement number two. And therefore, the Gemara says, Taima d'amar habule v'linsiv. He first said statement number one, give the Yanko the Ploni 400 zuz, and then let Yanko, this Ploni, marry my daughter. So if he says it in that way, statement number one is independent of statement number two. But if he said statement number two first, is it tonight? Avul yomar linsiv, Yanko, go marry my daughter. And if you do, b'avulei arbamei azuzi, then I'll give you 400 bucks. So then, it all depends. Inosiv shakel. If Yanko goes and marries his daughter, then he's entitled to step two, which is the 400 bucks. Below nosiv lo shakel. But if he chooses not to marry her, then he's not entitled to the second part. So it all depends on how you say it. Similarly, this statement that we had previously brought down as a question from Reish Lakish to Rav Yochanan, Yosef Mereimar, when Mereimar said this over, V'komar lo shmaisa, when he learned over this din, Mishmei Dinashe, he said it over himself. He didn't say it as a shaila that Reish Lakish asked Rav Yochanan. He said it on his own. So Amalei Ravina lo Mereimar. So Ravina said to Mereimar, Atun you, hochi masnisula, you learned it as a separate statement. This was your din. You paskin this din on your own. However, Anan, when we learned it, that it was a shiloh, kidabai minei, Reish Lakish, me Rav Yochanan masnimala. We learned it that Reish Lakish asked this as a question to Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan gave the answer. No, that happens to be. What you said is also the answer. Now the Gemara says, Tani, Tano, Kamed Rav Yitzchak, this is a Tosefta from Menachos. And this Amora, who said many, many times, the Tani Tana Kamei de Rav Yitzchak bar Abba, when you have this Tani Tana Kamei, it means an Amora who was learning Brises in front of another Amora. So this younger Talmud was learning Brises in front of Rav Yitzchak bar Abba, and he learned the following pasuk. Rashi says that these are the korbanos that were brought on the 8th day of HaKomos HaMishkan. This is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There were obligations for Aaron to go and bring. It says, Olas Yom Shmini Shel Miluim. This was the 8th day of the Miluim, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, HaKomos HaMishkan. Shehit HaKosav Aaron Chova LaYom. That these were obligatory, obligational korbanos for Aaron to go bring on that day. As it says, Kach Lecho Egel Ben Bokor Lechatos. The Ayol Olo. You have to bring an Egel as a Chatos, an Ayol as an Ola, and it says in the pasuk. Now we go to our Gemara. Vayakrei v'shola, vayasel kemishbar. Aaron HaKohen brought the ola exactly the way a regular ola is brought. So this was an obligatory ola that Aaron did, and the pasuk specifically tells us that he did it like the voluntary olos, the nedarim and nedavos olos that are brought. Kemishpat olas nedava, limit alolas chova shetunas smicha. And the purpose of this is to teach us that just like a voluntary donated carbon ola, a nedava, has smicha on it, so it says vayaseh kamishpat, Aaron HaKohen did the obligatory ola with smicha, because otherwise you wouldn't know that it had to have smicha, because an olas nedava is not necessarily going to be the same din as an olas obligatory, an olas chova. And therefore, this drasha, vayaseh kamishpat, comes to teach us that combination, that both the olas nedava and the olas chova both require smicha. That is what this Amora, the Tani Tana, Kamei, the Rav Yitzchak Bar Rava, learned this brisa. Amalei, Rashi says, Rav Yitzchak Bar Rava told this student who was teaching him the brisa, and he said, the Amaloch Mani, who are you saying this brisa in accord with? Obviously, you're saying Beis Shammai here, that this goes in accord with the opinion of Beis Shammai, because they do not require smicha on a Shalmei Chova. They do not learn out Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava. Shalmei Nedava, the pasuk specifically says, requires smicha. But Beis Shammai, according to this understanding, don't require smicha on a Shalmei Chova, not only on Yontif, which we said previously, but even on a weekday. The Lo Gamrei Shalmei Chova Mishalmei Nedava. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba tells this Amora, you are obviously saying this brisa over in accord with the opinion of Beis Shammai, that they require a specific pasuk, Vayaseh HaKamishpat, to teach me Olas Chova from Olas Nedava. But only Olas Chova from Olas Nedava, because Beis Shammai does not learn out Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba says to this Amora, learning this brisa in front of him. Because the Beis Hillel, if in fact you're telling me that this brisa was Beis Hillel, that they're learning out Olas Chova from Olas Nedava, Kivan Degamrei Shalmei Chova Mishalmei Nedava, they also learn out Shalmei Chova Mishalmei Nedava, so then it's just a binyanab, it's just a general rule. The Torah tells us to do smicha by obligatory karbanos, whether they're Ola or Shlamim. So we learn out of binyanab. If the Torah tells us to do something one way, Mestama, they always want us to do it that way. So therefore, Kivan the Gamri Shalmei Chova Mishalmei Nedava, Olas Chova Nami, Lo Tibai Kra, the Gamri Miolas Nedava. If you learn out Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava, you should also learn out Olas Chova from Olas Nedava, and I wouldn't need Vayasel Kamishpat. So Beis Hillel wouldn't require this drasha. Oh, since you're saying Vayasel Kamishpat comes to teach me, you learn out an Olas Chova from an Olas Nedava. It's only Olas Chova from Olas Nedava, not Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava. Therefore, it must be Beis Shammai and not Beis Hillel. That's what Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba said. More questions. This word says, who says? Umimai, the Beis Hillel Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava Gamrei. Who says that Beis Hillel makes this across-the-board rule that you learn out Olas Chova from Olas Nedava and Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava? Maybe not. Dilma, in fact, the only reason Beis Hillel knows this is Dilma me Olas Chova Gamrei. They learn out this drasha Vayaseh HaKamishpat to teach us that an Olas Chova is able to be learned out from an Olas Nedava. And therefore, the Olas Chova Gufa Boikra, since this requires a pasuk, so that's how you know Olas Chova from Olas Nedava, and that's how you know Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava. Who says, therefore, that this brisa is not going even in accord with Beis Hillel? Who says, you know why? Maishna Mishalmei Nedava Lilgarmei. According to you, why would Beis Hillel not learn out Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava? Why not? Maishna Mishalmei Nedava Lilgarmei. Why would you not think that it's automatically a binyanav? Oh, because Shekei Mitzuyim, because you could make the argument that you can't learn out Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava, because Shalmei Chova, very, very few, just the Shlosh Regalim, the Chagiga, as opposed to Shalmei Nedava, is every day you want to bring a carbon shlomim, you can. So therefore, you can't learn out something that's very, very common, that the Torah requires you to do smicha, because it's very common, from something that's not very common, the Shalmei Chagiga. So therefore, maybe you don't need to learn out smicha from that. Shekei Mitzuyim, because the Shalmei Nedava are very common, but the Shalmei Chova are not. So therefore, Me'olas Chova Nami Lo Gamrei. So then Beis Hillel wouldn't be able to learn out the Shalmei Chova, Me'olas Chova Nami Lo Gamrei. Because then we could also have a rational reason why those are incomparable. Because the Olas Chova Shekein Kolil, it's totally on the Mizbeach. None of it is eaten. As opposed to the Shalmei Chova are partially eaten. So who says that you could learn out the Shalmei Chova that they're requiring smicha from the Olas Chova that requires smicha? So therefore, Elo Asyo Mibinaya. So in fact, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba is wrong. Beis Hillel could be the author of this brisa, because in fact, The only reason that they can learn it out is because you have a pasuk Vayaseh HaKamishpat. And that teaches me that an Olas Chova can be learned out from an Olas Nedava. And once you have the Olas Chova able to be learned out from an Olas Nedava, so it must be that the commonality is not an interest for us. And therefore, it must be that you can learn out the Shalmei Chova from the Olas Chova. One is Kolil, but that's irrelevant because you see that both the Olas Chova and the Olas Nedava are both Kulo Alamizbeach, Kolil Toktar. And therefore, that can't be the reason. As Rashi says, this is a Binyan Av, a Mamotzinu. This is, it can't be like this, Lo Rizeh, below Kirizeh. You can't say that the Kir aspect is Kolil Toktar because both the Olas Chova and the Olas Nedava are Kolil Toktar. You can't tell me it's a Dover Shriach compared to a Dover Shalosh Shriach, something that's common because you're comparing it to the Olas Riyah, and that's also uncommon, the Olas Chova. And therefore, Ella Asyon Mibinai, it's learned out through what we call this Binyan Av, that's a Mahatzad. Lo Rizeh, Kirizeh, Lo Rizeh, Kirizeh, Ella Hatzad. Hashava Beinayim is that you can learn out Chova from Nedava. So the bottom line is, Rav Yitzchak Barav is wrong. This Brisa that the Toni Tana Kameh learned isn't necessarily base Shammai only. It could even be base Hillel. Gemara continues now and says, based upon Rav Yitzchak's premise, well, we proved Rav Yitzchak wrong, his premise is still correct. He said that Beis Shammai doesn't require smicha, not only on Yontif, even on a weekday, they don't learn out Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava. So they don't require smicha at all. So is that really true? Misari Beis Shammai, Shalmei Chova, Lobo, smicha? Does the Chagiga not require smicha according to Beis Shammai? Rav Yitzchak's understanding of Beis Shammai? That's not true. But Tanya, we learned in a Brisa Beferish, Amar of Yossi. Rav Yossi says, Beferish. Don't think for a second that Beis Shammai doesn't require smicha. They do require smicha. The only thing they're arguing about, I'll take it for smicha shchita, that the smicha has to be done immediately prior to the shchita. That's what they have machlokas. As we pointed out, Beis Shammai omrim, they don't hold that the smicha has to be immediately before the shchita, and they let you do the smicha on Erev Yontif, and then you do the shchita on Yontif. So therefore, that's the opinion of Beis Shammai, but they require smicha. Well, Beis Hillel omrim tzarech. Beis Hillel is the opinion that take it l'smicha shchita. You must do the smicha right before the shchita, and therefore you do it on Yontif. So don't think, though, that Beis Shammai doesn't require smicha. They do. They just don't require it immediately prior to the shchita. So do it erev Yontif. So the Gemara says, clearly, Beis Shammai does hold smicha. How could Rav Yitzchak say that they don't require it? So the Gemara says, who the Omar ki hai Tana? Because Rav Yitzchak had a different Tana. Okay, you're right. This Tana argues with Rav Yitzchak, but Rav Yitzchak had a different Tana. What is that? The Tanya. Omar Rav Yossi b'Rav Yehuda. This is Rav Yossi b'Rav Yehuda. It's a different Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi b'Rav Yehuda holds as follows. Lo nechluku beis Shammai yo beis Hillel, I'll take a smicha l'shchita shetzarach. He disagrees with Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi b'Rav Yehuda says, don't say that they're arguing about take up l'smicha shchita. Is it needed? Beis Shammai says no. Beis Hillel says yes. No. They both agree. Tekef l'smicha shchita. They both hold. Even Beis Shammai says, tekef l'smicha shchita. That's not what they're arguing about. No, what are they arguing about? Amanech l'ku al hasmicha atzma. When you have to do smicha, you must do it tekef l'smicha shchita. But their arguing does the obligatory chagiga require smicha. That's what they're arguing about. Exactly what Rav Yitzchak said. The Shalmei Chova do not require smicha. You're right. If something requires smicha, the Shalmei Nedava, the Pasuk specifically says so, then even Beis Shammai says, take it l'smicha shchita. But if you don't have a Pasuk telling me that it requires smicha, so Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to use a carbon. If you don't have a Pasuk telling me to use smicha, smicha's with all your might, you're benefiting from the animal by leaning on it, you're not allowed to do that on a weekday, never mind on Yontif. There is no chiyav of smicha on a shalmei chova. Or Beis Hillel omrim tzarech. And Beis Hillel says, yes, there is. So this Rav Yitzchak goes according to Beis Shammai. Everything is good. Finally, we continue in the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, and we have a famous Maaseh Shehoyah. Very interesting Maaseh Shehoyah that requires a little bit of explanation. Maaseh b'Hillel HaZakein, and there once was a Maaseh with Hillel himself, the great Hillel. And it was Yontif, and he held Lishitaso, that's the shita that Beis Hillel follows, is Hillel's shita. Shehevi olaso la'azara. He brought the carbon ola to the azara. Lismoch Ole Abiyantin. And he was bringing his Olas Re'iyah, which Beis Hillel, i.e. Hillel, says you're allowed to bring, and Lishitaso, he says you have to do Smicha on it. Now, there was a large contingent of Beis Shamayniks there. Chavru Alav Tamidei Shamay Azokin. The Tamidei Shamay Azokin see Hillel over there and say, hey, what's going on? What type of a carbon are you bringing? You know, we don't allow the Olas Re'iyah to be brought, nor to have Smicha done on it. On Yontif. So they asked Hillel HaZokin, Ma Tiva Shel Behemazu, what type of an animal are you bringing over here? Now, if it's a female animal, by definition, it can't be an Ola. An Ola must be a male animal. So they asked him, is this basically an Ola, or is this a Shlomim? Is this your Shalmi Chagiga, which we agree you're allowed to bring, or is this an Ola Sriya, which we say you're not allowed to bring? So Hillel did not want to have controversy. Hillel, Lishitaso, throughout Shas, is a man of Shalom. Amalahem. Hillel tells them, this is Nikebehi. This is a female animal. It was a male, though. He told a falsehood. We'll see in a moment how he's allowed to do this. Nikebehi. Hillel told them, no, this is a female animal. In other words, he's implying it's a Shlomim. Ulezivchei Shlomim hevisiyo. And I'm bringing it as my Shalmei Chagiga. And therefore, I'm allowed to go and bring this animal. Not a problem. And to prove the point, Kishke Shlohem Biznova. There are a couple of different kirsos over here. They all mean the same thing. He, so to say, wagged its tail to show them, look at the genitalia, look over here. And he was quickly trying to just show them, yes, I'm bringing a female, even though it was a male. It really was an Olas Re'iyah. And they were satisfied. They said, ah, he's bringing his Karban Shlomim, you're allowed to do that. Vahoklem and Beishamai Tamidim left him alone. Now, we'll finish the story, what happened in a moment, but the obvious question is, how was Hillel allowed to tell them an outright falsehood? The Me'iri says, Ro Shehem Boyin Lekanter, he saw that they were coming to cause trouble, and therefore, he, in order to preserve the peace, there is a rule that for Shalom purposes, you're allowed to sometimes tell a white lie. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us this by Sarah. She said to Avram Avinu that how could my husband provide me with children? He's an old man. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, he didn't say that Sarah said you're an old man. He said that Sarah said that she's an old person. And therefore, he was Mishana in order to bring about Shalom. So you're allowed to be Mishana Mipnei HaShalom. And the Maariv Tzchias brings down the famous Gemara in Ksubos, where it tells us, Ketzad Mirakdin Lifnei HaKala. So how are you going to go and make the Kala happy? So Bishamay says, you're not allowed to tell her she's beautiful if she's not. And Beis Hillel says, you say, Kala Noe Vachasuda Afal Pi Shebimitzius Enokazu. Even though she's ugly, you're allowed to say to the Chosin, oh, what a beautiful Kala you have. And this is the Shita of Hillel HaZokin. He is saying you're allowed to be Mishana Mipnei HaShalom. And that's what the Ritva adds. Shekol Shumit Medaki Shalom. If you're doing something purely to enhance peace in Klal Yisrael, Ein Bo Mishum Midvar Sheker Tirchok. There is no prohibition here of saying something that isn't 100% true. Now, they bring down from the Me'iri further that this is true, that you're allowed to be Mishana, Afilu B'mokum Shesofa Emes Lizgalos, even though eventually they'll find out, hey, Hillel HaZokin brought an Ola. He didn't bring a Karban Shlomim. It's Khalil Tokhtar. Nevertheless, even though it'll eventually be found out, they'll realize that he was Mishana B'mnei HaShalom, and it won't cause fighting in Klal Yisrael. An unbelievable idea. How important it is that there shouldn't be fighting in Klal Yisrael. Now, this is not Chas V'Shalom, a carte blanche to tell lies, but you need to have a certain level of understanding of the situation and a certain level of Yiras Shamayim to know when it's appropriate and when it's not. Hillel HaZokin certainly was of that stature. Now we conclude the Gemara, we go back to the story. So after they left, so Holchu Lechem, so what happened? Those Hayom Gavru Yodim Shel Beis Shammai Al Beis Hillel. There were obviously more Beis Shammai Niks over there than Beis Hillel followers, and Ubikshu Lekbo Halacha Gemosan. And Beis Shammai said, hey, let's establish the Halacha that you're not allowed to go and bring your Olas Re'iyah. However, Eulichkeit is the critical factor always. And there was a Shammai Nik over there. Vayisham Zokin Echomi Tamidei Shammai Azokin. There was one great individual there, Ubava Ben Buta Shmo, the great Bava Ben Buta. We have stories afterwards about how great he was. One time, he stopped the fight between a husband and a wife by allowing the wife to spit on him. The story there is a play on the name Bubba, which means like a building, and it also means his name Bubba Ben Buta. In any event, not going into that story right now, he was a great, great individual, and he was from the Tamidim of Beis Shammai. So, therefore, even though he was a Shammainik, nevertheless, he knew that the halacha should be kapaskin like Beis Hillel. And therefore, he sent the following announcement to everybody, the Sholach, and he said, and we turn to Chof Omid Beis, the Hevi called Son Kedar Shebushalayim. He sent all the Son Kedar. Rashi says these are very, very high quality. Me'ulim hayu. Very high quality. And he brings them all the Son Kedar Shebushalayim. They meet them by Azara. And he brought them into the Azara to be Karbonos. Tosus points out, Lav Dafka in the Azara, because they were still Chulin at this point in time. So he brought them up to the Harabais. In any event, V'amar, and he said, call me Shirotza Lismoch, Yavo V'yismoch. That's the gear that we have. Anybody that wants to go and do smich on them is allowed to go do smich on them. So according to this, he's teaching them the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that you're allowed to do smicha. But the Rashash brings down, and this is a girsa from the Tosefta, where it says, Kol mi shetzorach l'havi olos u'shlamim yavo v'yito, that he brought them as olos u'shlamim, and anybody that wants to can go and take them. So it's not just to do smicha, it's to bring an ola. And in fact, the Rashba has the girsa over here as well, that he says that he was makdish them as korban ola, and therefore, this was not just a problem of bringing them to the Azara, like Tosa said. Tosa says Har Bayis. He said, no, he was actually makdish them as either Shlomim or Olos. In any event, what did he say? Kol mi shirotza lismoch, or kol mi shirotza lahakriv, yovo v'yismoch, or yovo v'yakriv. And therefore, osa yom, gavra yodin shel Beis Hillel, the hand of Beis Hillel triumphed over the hand of Beis Shammai, v'kavu aloch kemosen, and we pass it over here like Beis Hillel, that, in fact, you're allowed to go and bring the Olas Re'iyah, and you can be Somech on it, V'lo Hayasham Adam She'irer Badovar Klum. And this was the way the Halacha got Kepaskin, Halacha L'maisa. Now, there is a Girsa over here in the Yerushalmi that says as follows. The Yerushalmi says, Ra'a Bava Ben Buta Shehoiso Azara Shomemes Biyontif. He saw the Azara was empty. They weren't being in Karbanos. The Amar, and he said, Yashumu Bateyam Shomisha Hishimu as Beis Elokeinu. The houses of those people should be desolate that caused the house of our father to have the house of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Beis HaMikdash, empty. And therefore, Vishalach Vehevi Shloshes Alofim Tzon Mitzon Keder. He purchased 3,000 animals of this high quality Tzon, Kidei Shiekrivu Mehem Olus Hishlom, for the purpose of Olus Hishlom, like the Rashba said, he was Makadish them. And the Korban Edon, the Yerushalmi, says, the Azara was empty. Nobody was bringing their Olas Riyah like Beis Shammai. And in addition, the Chasam Sofer says that it was also empty from Korbanos Shlomim. Those that were particularly zealous in the performance of mitzvot that were Shammai Niks, they didn't even want to bring their Shlomim, the Shammai Chagiga, because it would be Mevato Tekev L'smicha Shchita. And therefore, there was no Olos, and even according to the Chassam Sofer, they didn't even have Shalmi Chagiga. And therefore, Baba Ben Buta, in order to correct this, spent out of his own money 3,000 of these very expensive, high-quality animals. And the halacha was established like the opinion of Beis Hillel. What a great way to end the shir, and with this we conclude today's shir.